Magna Storysound presents an unabridged recording of Bitter Seed, written by Meg Hutchinson, read by Annie Aldington. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1.
Oh yes, Father, you know best. You have always known what was best, both for Mark and myself. It has always been do what you say, do things the way you think they should be done. No thought to what Mark or I might want, no matter what our feelings.
Shut your mouth!
Luther Kenton smashed his fist on the table, separating him from his daughter.
I haven't asked for your opinion, nor never will. No fear of that. There'd be nothing inside a woman's head that's worth the inquiry. Just do what a woman be meant to do. Keep your mouth closed.
Like my mother did. Like she had to do all those years she was married to you. Like you forced Mark to do ever since he became old enough to think for himself.
Isabel Kenton stared into the face of her father, a man she had feared for almost all of her 21 years.
Well, this time there is nothing you can do. For the first time in his life, Mark is his own man. He is free of you.
I said shut your mouth!
Eyes starting with the anger that raged inside him, Luther jumped to his feet, his heavy-set body leaning across the table, one hand coming close to her face.
Shut it, or you'll feel the back of my hand across it.
It would not be the first time, nor would it come as any surprise.
Isabel sat perfectly still.
After all, that is the only place either of your children has ever felt the touch of your hand. You are a bully and a bigot. You ruled my mother until the day she died, just as you have ruled my brother and me. But your rule is ended, Father. Mark is free of you, and from today I will be too.
I told you to shut your mouth.
Luther Kenton's hand came flashing across the remaining space, smacking hard against her mouth, snapping her head back on her neck.
You don't have enough sense to learn. You are that bloody brother you be so fond of defending. You will do as I say, the pair of you. And should you ever dare answer me back again, girl, it will be more than a smack to the mouth you'll get.
Blood was oozing from the split in her bottom lip, but Isabel made no move to wipe it away.
I have no doubt of that, Father, she said quietly. That has always been your strategy. If anything gets in your way, destroy it. If anyone opposes you, beat them into submission. Well, you have money enough to achieve the first.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?